Let us pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始今天2017年的成人神训班的开会式。我们唱诗415首。
In the name of Jesus, let us begin with our opening ceremony for the National Adult Theological Seminar 2017. Let us sing hymn 415.
Yeah. 一起来祷告，求主带领我们这个礼拜，成人神训班的课程。
Let us all pray together and ask God to guide our NATS lessons through the week to come.
让我们所学习的都能够得到造就。
So that everything that we learn can bring us edification.
同心祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.
各位长子负责人各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Dear ministers, fellow elders,
感谢主赐给我们这个美好的机会 来参加成人神训班。
Thank God for this wonderful opportunity to us to be able to come to NATS.
原本开会是黄世明传道要来这边主持。
Originally, the opening ceremony was to be supposed to be held by Preacher Steve Huang.
那因为我们在达拉斯有全国的会议。
But because
他们今天才刚结束。
And national event conference held in Dallas was just finished.
所以我就代替他在这边做勉励。
I will hereby give the encouragement in a place of him.
我看到大家来参加神训班，精神都很好。
As I see everyone walking to NATS, I see you in high spirits and high energy.
我也是第一次来参加的。
This is likewise my first time attending.
所以我对美国的神训班也非常陌生。
That is why I'm also a little bit foreign to NATS in America.
但是我们神训班当然就是要学习圣经的真理。
But of course, in a theological seminar, we are supposed to learn from the word in the Bible.
让我们在灵性上能够长进。
Causing us to grow in the spirit.
也能够造就自己来造就别人。
And be able to edify ourselves in order to edify others.
能够兼顾自己也能够来兼顾教会。
Be able to strengthen ourselves and also the church.
那我想我们来看几段经文。
Let us then look into a few Bible verses.
让我们在神训班能够在神的话语当中来建立自己的信仰。
So in NATS, we can build up our own faith through the Word of God.
主耶稣在世上的时候。
When the Lord Jesus Christ was on this earth,
他也留下很多宝贵的教训。
He left many teachings behind to us.
那在约翰福音第五章三十九节。
In John chapter 5, verse 39,
主耶稣告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus Christ tells us,
说你们应当查考圣经。
Study the scriptures.
因为内中有永生。
For in them you will have eternal life.
那为我做见证的就是这一本圣经。
And these are they which testify of me.
所以圣经是神的话，我们应当要查考。
Therefore, the Bible is the word of God which we should study.
那神训班有时候会查考一卷两卷。
In the theological seminar, sometimes we study one or two books of the Bible.
那里面也有很多宝贵的教训。
And in the Bible, there are many wonderful teachings.
那我们来看提摩太后书第三章。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
三章十六节
Chapter 3, verse 16.
圣经都是神默示的。这里讲到圣经的来源。
This verse tells us the origin of the Bible.
这个默示两个字就是吹气。
The revelation in itself has the meaning of expiring.
这个气就是灵，就是生命。
Or rather, exhaling. And this air is life.
所以圣经是生命的道。
Therefore, the word of the Bible is the word of life.
是神的灵运行在当中。
It is the abundance of God's Spirit in it all.
或者你看圣经只是白纸黑字。
Otherwise, were you to read the Bible in any other fashion, it would be a black font on white paper.
所以圣经是从神来的。
Therefore, the Bible proceeds from God.
它是神的话，不是神话。
It is the word of God. It is not the word of the Asian gods.
那这里有讲到圣经有三个功用。
Here the Bible mentions three uses or purposes of the Bible.
十六节说圣经第一个功用就是使人归正。
Verse 16 says that firstly it brings people to righteousness.
那正就是不歪。
Or rather correction. The interpreter apologizes and this means to not go astray.
不偏不邪。
This means that there is no going astray left or right.
我们今天要借着神的话来走正路。
Nowadays, we must walk on the righteous path by the word of God.
能够明白得救的正路。
And be able to understand the correct path of salvation.
而且使人归正。
And moreover, bring people to the right path.
那第二个功用就是教导人学义。
The second function is instruction for righteousness.
那义是什么？
What is righteousness?
生命记里面有讲。
Deuteronomy so says.
这个义就是要遵行神的道。
Righteousness is the obedience to God's word.
当你领受神的话。
When you receive God's word.
你听道要行道。
As you listen to the word, become a doer of the word.
让你行出来才是有福的。
And by being a doer of the word, only then shall you be blessed.
所以让我们学义，能够在灵修上追求完全。
Therefore, let us be learners of righteousness and pursue perfection in spirituality.
那第三个功用
，the third function，
就是十五节
，is concerned in verse 15。
十五节说，圣经使你有得救的智慧。
15 says that it gives us the wisdom of salvation。
今天我们在世上学很多的知识。
Today we fill up minds with every kind of knowledge in this world.
或许你的 IQ 很高。
And perhaps you have a high intellectual
quotient. 那人也觉得说，哎，我很有智慧。
People might think that they are wise.
但是真正的智慧是要敬畏神，远离恶事。
But true wisdom is to fear God and depart from evil.
如果人不懂得敬畏神，
if man knows not to fear God.
来远离恶事，
and be apart from
evil， 那不是真智慧。
Then that is not true wisdom。
在耶伯记二十八章二十八节讲
，In Job chapter 28 verse 28 it says，
说敬畏神是智慧，远离恶是聪明。
Wisdom is to fear God， and intelligence is to draw away from evil。
所以我们要借着能够信耶稣基督。有得救的智慧。
Therefore, by our belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, let us be instilled with the wisdom of salvation.
所以这边特别讲到要信耶稣。
Which is why here it tells us to believe in Jesus.
那什么是信耶稣？
What does it mean to believe in Jesus?
我们当然会知道说受洗归入基督就是信耶稣。
Granted, we know that coming to Christ through baptism is to believe in Jesus.
那你要能够明白得救的这个道理。
But then understand the word of salvation.
能够归入得救的真教会。
Find the path to come to the true church of salvation.
领受得救的这个福音。
Receive the gospel of salvation.
就是真理的道。
This is the word of the truth.
所以我们信要信的能够明白。
Therefore, if we believe, let us understand what we have believed.
而且知道所信的是谁。
Let us know in whom we have believed.
所以这边讲到圣经有三个功用。
This is why this passage tells us about the three functions of the Bible.
那圣经我们要怎么去追求？
How do we pursue the Bible?
在十四节这边讲。
Verse 14 says.
说你要学习。
Continue in these things.
要确信。
Be learned and assured of.
也要存在心里。
And store them in your heart.
而且你要知道是跟谁学。
And know from whom to learn of.
在圣经里面有一篇是最长的一篇。
The Bible has a chapter that is the longest chapter.
就是诗篇119篇。
Which is Psalm 119.
当你要打开圣经的时候。
When you are about to open the Bible.
如果你从圣经这样中间把它打开。
If you split it right in the geometrical middle.
一定是诗篇。
Then it must be
它是圣经的中心。
Because it is the center of the Bible.
有人称它是圣经的心脏。
Some people call it the heart of the Bible.
那当你把诗篇打开的时候。
When you open the book of Psalms.
诗篇有很多很美的词句。
In it, there are many wonderful phrases and words.
那它是心灵的祷告。
It is a prayer of the spirit.
那里面不但是默想神的话语。
In it, not only there is a meditation of God's word.
而且也是思想跟神的关系。
But there is also the thinking about the relationship that exists
between God and us. 就像我们刚刚领诗的人，他领389首。
For example, the hymn leader that preceded us led him 389.
亲近更亲近。
Which says nearer, still nearer.
我们这个礼拜在这边学习。
This week we have set aside this time to learn.
我们应该要能够亲近更亲近。
And in theory we should be nearer, still nearer.
让我们不但能够学习圣经的道理，也能够借着祷告更亲近神。
So not only we can draw closer to the word of God, but also draw closer to God through prayer.
就像门徒他贴近。耶稣的胸膛。
In a similar fashion, the disciple drew close to Jesus' bosom.
能够体会神的心意。
And by doing so, he was able to experience and understand God's will.
那我们来看诗篇一百一十九篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇。
Psalm 119.
这边有讲到圣经的中心节就是。88节跟89节。
Mentioned here are the central verses of the Bible, which are verses 88, 89.
诗篇最中心的这两节就是88跟89。
The two central verses of the Bible are these two, 88 and 89.
那在89节是说神的话是安定在天，存到永远。
Verse 88 says that the Lord, word of God remains forever and is settled in heaven.
那神的话跟我们有什么关系？
What is the relationship between God's word and us?
就是求你照你的慈爱将我救活。
which is save me according to your mercies.
哦，所以神的话是有生命的。
God's word therefore carries life.
所以我们要遵守他口中的法度。
And therefore we should obey the statutes that come out of his mouth.
那你怎么遵守呢？
How do you obey them?
你怎么学习呢？
How do you learn them?
我们来看第七节。
Let us see verse 7.
第七节讲。
Verse 7 says.
第一个步骤你要学。
Step number one, learn.
我学了你的公义的判语。
I learned your righteous judgments.
哦，所以我们在这边就是要学。
Therefore, we are here to learn.
那第二就是十一节讲的。
Secondly, let us see verse 11.
你要藏在心里。
Hide them in your heart.
就是存记在心。
That is to say, store them into the depths of your heart.
把神的话放在心上。
Place God's word into your heart.
免得得罪神。
Lest you sin against God.
再看十三节。
Let us see also verse 13.
十三节就是要传。
In verse 13, the idea of preaching is mentioned.
你要做见证，要传给人。
Declare, bear witness, and testify to others.
今天你领受之后。
Today after you have received this word.
你要学习跟人分享，跟人见证。
Practice sharing the word with others, testifying it to others.
来传扬神的话语。
And declare the word of God.
所以要传在，用你的嘴唇去传，这个神口中一切的典章。
With your lips, declare all the judgments of the mouth of the Lord.
再看十五节。
Let us see verse 15.
十五节讲到你要想。
15 mentions meditation.
哦，所以你要恍惚思想。
We must meditate again and again.
想在你的脑海中。
Let the thought permeate through your mind.
哦，有时候我们还不明白，你可以恍惚思想。
Sometimes we don't understand a matter. Let us think about it repeatedly.
有时候你在生活当中想到神的话。
At times when we think about God's word as we live our daily lives.
哦，你也会心中存着虔诚敬畏的心。
In our minds, there will be a God-fearing idea that springs
forth. 或许你要领会。
We have a members maybe that we need to understand.
那因为你有学习圣经。
But because we have understood the Bible.
或许你有圣灵带领你，感动你。
Because we have learned the Bible and we are led and guided by the Holy Spirit.
让你想到我今天安息日。领会我要怎么按时分粮。
Then this suddenly makes you think, today I'm going to lead a service in the Sabbath. How do I distribute the food accordingly?
就想到圣经的话。
And then you think about God's word.
所以你要去默想神的话语。
Therefore meditate upon God's word.
那再来看十八节。
Next, let us see verse 18.
求你开我的眼睛，看出你律法的奇妙。
Open eyes.
这边讲要看。
Here,It is mentioned the idea of seeing.
当我们在读经的时候，
when we read the Bible,
你就是要用眼睛看。
We must read with our eyes.
求神开我们的眼睛。
And ask God to open our eyes.
你用肉眼看，你更要求神开你的心眼。
If you look with a fleshly eye, moreover, ask God to open your spiritual sight.
如果你只是肉眼在看，心眼没有打开。
If you read merely with your fleshly eye and not with your spiritual vision.
那就像以赛亚书里面所讲的，它是封住的书卷。
Then the situation will be like that mentioned in Isaiah. The scroll is sealed.
你是不能够明白的。
And therefore you cannot understand it.
所以你要看在眼中。
Therefore, let the word be before your eyes.
打开你的心窍。
And open, let your understanding be open and clear.
那神的话在我们的信仰生活当中有什么帮助呢？
How does God's word aid us in our spiritual lives then?
看105节。
Let us see verse 105.
诗篇119篇105节。
Psalm 119 verse 105.
你的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。我们人生的道路上面。
In our journey of life.
应该要有神的话引导我们。
The word of life should be, of God should be our guide.
来帮助我们。
It should be our aid.
所以我们要把神的话能够应用在你的信仰生活当中。
As such, allow the word of God to be applicable to your daily life.
所以路加福音24章里面。
In Luke chapter 24,
提到说圣经为耶稣做见证。
The Bible mentions that the Bible bear witness of the Lord Jesus
Christ. 无论是先知律法书上所写的
，be the prophets or the book of the law and what they write,
都是 讲到耶稣。
All things refer to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当时门徒不能明白。
At the time, the disciples could not comprehend this.
所以他们眼睛是迟钝的。
Therefore, their eyes were dim.
我们来看路加福音二十四章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章
，Luke chapter 24，
二十四章十六节
，chapter 24 verse
说他们的眼睛是迷糊的，不认识耶稣。
Verse
路加福音二十四章十六节
，Luke chapter 24 verse 16, the interpreter apologizes.
路加福音二十四章十六节说他们的眼睛是迷糊，不认识他。
It says here, but their eyes were restrained, so they did not know him.
耶稣从被钉十字架，从死里复活，向门徒显现。
When Jesus Christ was crucified and he appeared before the disciples later.
而且在他们当中与他们同行。
After his resurrection, he abided with them and walked with them.
但是有人还是眼睛迷糊。
But some still had a restraint in their eyes.
就好像我们今天虽然信耶稣，从小信到大。
This is similar to our situation, although we believe since our youth till present day.
但是今天信到后来，有的人对信仰会疑惑。
Nowadays, after a period of belief, some people still harbor doubt.
对信仰疑惑迷糊之后，他对信仰不认同。
After confusion and doubt, they do not agree with the faith any longer.
那对真理也不认同。
They do not agree with the truth.
甚至对真教会也不认同。
Moreover, they do not agree with the true church also.
那为什么不认同？
Why is this?
应该是眼睛迷糊。
And the answer should be because their eyes were restrained.
不认识耶稣。
They did not know Christ.
你不认识耶稣，不明白真理，不认识真教会，当然就会眼睛迷糊。
If you do not know Jesus, do not understand the truth, and do not know the true church, then your eyes, of course, are restrained.
那二十五节讲。
Verse 25 says.
说因为他们的信心是迟钝的。
Because their faith was slowed.
信心迟钝，当然就不敏锐。
Of course, if their faith was slowed, it wasn't.Dynamic,
他不是用属灵的眼光在看。
For they did not see things with a spiritual vision.
他是用属世的眼光在看。
But they saw things with a worldly sight.
用人的看法在看问题。
They looked upon things according to what man sees.
但是我们要求主开我们的心窍。
Yet we must ask God to open our understanding.
三十一节讲。
Verse 31 says.
他们的眼睛明亮了。
Their eyes were opened.
眼睛明亮就能够认出耶稣。
With the eyes open, one can recognize the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是耶稣在哪里
？But where is Jesus?
耶稣不见了。
Jesus is gone.
耶稣本来跟他们一起走在一起的。
Originally, Jesus abided with them.
那耶稣不是不见，耶稣在我们当中。
But it is not that he vanished, but rather he is among us.
他与我们同在。
He abides with us.
四十五节讲。
Verse 45 says.
耶稣开心窍。
Jesus opened their understanding.
我们要求主耶稣开我们的心窍。
We must ask the Lord Jesus Christ to open our own
understanding. 我们就能够明白圣经。
And we will comprehend the scriptures.
你如果心窍没有打开，
If your understanding is not clear,
那你可能在这里五天，你也会觉得眼睛迷糊，信心迟钝。
You could be here 5 days, but still your eyes can be restrained and your understanding is also dim.
如果你的心窍打开，你的眼睛明亮。你的心灵是喜乐的。
But if both your eyes and understanding are open, then your spirit will rejoice.
所以我们祷告中要求神开我们的心窍。
Therefore, as we pray, let us ask God to open our understanding.
那圣经里面讲到耶稣开心窍。
The Bible mentions that Jesus opened their understanding.
主耶稣怎么开我们的心窍？
How can Jesus open our understanding?
我们常常说，当我们不明白的时候，我们要请教人。
We need to seek counsel.
那有人的指导。
So that others can guide us.
那我们就能够更加明白。
And by doing so, we can deepen our understanding.
就好像这个埃提阿伯的太监。
This is similar to the Ethiopian eunuch.
这个腓力贴近他的时候
，When Philip drew near to him，
问他说：“你所念的，你明白吗
？”And asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?"
我们来看《使徒行传》。
Let us turn to Acts.
使徒行传第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
第八章的三十一节。
Chapter 8, verse 31.
他说没有人指教怎能明白呢、哦、这边讲到人的指教
This is man's teaching or guidance、
啊、我们个人当然有不同的领受
Individually we have a different ways of perceiving things、
啊、但是我们能够彼此学习来分享
Yet we can learn from one another and share with one another、
啊、有人指教当然我们就能够更加明白
If someone guides the way we can understand even more
但是我们知道主耶稣开我们的心窍要借着圣灵
Yet we know that Jesus opens our understanding through the Spirit
所以约翰福音讲
Therefore, the Gospel of John says,、
哦、耶稣开心窍要有圣灵来指教我们
Jesus opens our understanding and the Spirit is the one that leads us
我们来看约翰福音十四章
John chapter 14
约翰福音的十四章
John chapter 14
26节
Verse 26
约翰福音十四章二十六节
John chapter 14 verse 26、
保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵他要将一切的事指教你们并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话这边讲到圣灵的指教
Mentioned here is the guidance of the Holy Spirit
我们有时候领悟不了那么多
Sometimes our understanding only goes so far
那也没有办法完全明白
And we are unable to understand the whole
但是圣灵会引导会指教我们
However the Holy Spirit can guide us and can teach us
看十六章十二节
Let us turn to chapter 16 and verse 12
约翰福音十六章十二节
John chapter 16 verse 12
我有好些事告诉你们但是现在你们、担当不了就是、不能领会
This is the inability to understand
只等真理的圣灵来他要引导你们明白一切的真理这里就是说进入一切的真理
This is the entrance into all truth
那可见圣灵的指教也有圣灵的引导
Evidently, the guidance of the Holy Spirit also has the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
这个就是耶稣开心窍。
This is how Jesus opens our understanding.
那当耶稣开心窍之后
After Jesus opens our understanding,
你就会尝到神这个话语的滋味。
Then you will taste the flavor of God's word.
圣经里面说神的话甜如蜜。
The Bible says that God's word is sweet as honey.
那为什么叫做甜如蜜？
And why does it describe God's word as sweet as honey?
因为你会觉得甘甜。
This is because you will feel the sweetness within.
而且会成为你心中的欢喜快乐。
It will also become the joy and the pleasure of your heart.
我们来看耶利米书十五章十六节。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16.
耶利米书十五章十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16.
耶利米书的十五章十六节
Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16
十六节
16.
神啊我得着你的言语当作食物吃了你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐因为我称为你名下的人、哦、神的话是我们心中欢喜快乐
God's word is the joy and the rejoicing of our hearts.
那也求主耶稣带领我们。
We also ask the Lord Jesus Christ to guide us.
让我们这几天神训班的学习能够欢喜快乐。
And allow the learning in the upcoming days of NATS to be filled with rejoicing and joy.
我们每天都能够很轻松愉快的来追求。
May we be able to pursue God's word every day very lightly and very happily.
那我们现在就请我们喜乐坡教会的教务林义德弟兄、来讲几句话跟我们的学员
We'd like to invite、the religious affairs of the Hillsborough Church Brother Ted Lin to share a few words with our students
哈利路亚奉主的圣名、请代表喜乐坡教会在这边、诚恳、的这个欢迎、各位弟兄姐妹
Hello, in representation of the Hillsborough Church I give you an earnest and warm welcome
我们喜乐坡教会很有福气
Hillsborough Church is greatly blessed
我们东部虽然有很多教会可是神很早就给我们很舒服的这个环境、所以我们都有这个福气可以 就是举办在东部举办更是活动的时候，都会到我们的这个教会。
All the East Coast or many churches, God gave us the advantage and great blessing of being established at an earlier date, allowing us to have a comfortable environment to host events such as these.
有的时候我们也许人手比较不足的时候，我们请弟兄姐妹用爱心然后可以给我们建议然后。用爱心稍微等待我们会尽最快的能力把不足的事项给做好。
Well, you notice that our resources and our human power are limited. Please show some forbearance to us, give us some suggestions, recommendations, and kindly be a little patient. We will try to make our best to fix everything.
我们也感谢东部有很多教会他们在煮饭跟这个交通跟各样事项。也都协助我们举办这个盛会。
We'll also hereby like to give thanks to the many churches in the East Coast which are helping us through cooking, transportation, and many other holy works.
刚才车长老也勉励我们，我们在这个在很喜乐的这个心情下，来这个学习圣经的话。
The church just mentioned and encouraged us with the idea of learning God's word with a heart of joy.
那我们这个喜乐坡教会的这个名字，为什么叫取喜乐坡呢？就是要给大家很喜乐。
And here you're in Hillsboro. This is a hill of joy when you can jumbling around as if you're full of joy.
因为我们如果说翻成英文的话，不一定要叫喜乐坡了。
But in English, it doesn't necessarily have to be Hillsboro.
可是我们觉得我们在这边是可以很喜乐，可以荣耀神的地方。
Yeah, the main idea is that this place is a place where you're allowed to rejoice and you're allowed to worship God.
那我们知道圣灵所结的果子里面，仁爱，下一个就是喜乐。
We know that among the aspects of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, there is love and joy.
所以我希望弟兄姐妹，在这个礼拜中，都是很快乐，很喜乐，然后，寻找机会，把这个神的这个爱，都这个散播出去。
It is my hope that through the course of next week, you can be filled with joy, with happiness, and find the opportunity to be able to spread the love of God.
再一次感谢神给我们这个机会那如果弟兄姐妹有什么需要我们可以做更好的那也不要客气。
Thank God again for the opportunity of hosting this event. If we can do anything to better your experience, please do not be shy. Let us know.
愿神带领各位。
May God guide everyone.
Ah, 感谢主我们教务给我们勉励。
We thank God. For the encouragement of the religious affairs.
我们来喜乐坡都要喜乐。
If we come to Hillsboro, let us rejoice.
听说以前来都要考试，现在没有考试了。
I heard that before, if you came to such an event, there was exams. There are no longer any exams.
所以都可以睡得很好。
So you can find good sleep at night.
所以我们的学习也没有压力。
We have no pressure here as we learn.
大家能够互相关怀。
Let us show care for one another.
那也让我们能够很平安在这个礼拜里面。
And may we also be bestowed peace in this week.
那我们来唱诗416首。
Let us sing hymn 416.
为神护着我和你，勇敢随主行，自尊于龙门徒在家里。
请坐。
Please be seated.